Very good morning to everyone. We are very pleased to be here with you. It has been 3 years ago that we were here with you, and we are pleased to be able to share a few things with you this morning. So we went to Papua New Guinea in 1987, and we worked with our Lamagai team and four families with the Lamagai people group. We were just part of the team and did part of the work as a team. One of our co-workers were the main translators, and like we have said already, they finished off the complete Bible, translated the complete Bible, and are finishing it off to be able to publish it. The other members of the team also were involved in preparing study materials and also setting up the literacy program and teaching literacy to the churches. And we did quite a bit of medical work ourselves as well. We were able to take a lot of the materials our co-workers produced, and we went out and did evangelism and church planting. Through my dyslexic disabilities, I have not been able to produce a lot of materials, but my co-workers did. And that is the wonderful thing about working as a team, is you're working with your strengths, and that what the Lord had given you to be part of that team. So we were able to see to be involved in teaching and evangelism and church planting and discipleship. So we were physically 16 years in Lamagai. We phased out from that time, and we were working itinerant. We were able to visit the Lamagai churches quite a bit. At least in the beginning, we did quite a bit, and these later years, we have not been able to visit them very much. We worked on our mission center in Hoskins the next 16 years, involved with consultant work and leadership there, as well as Annette doing literacy consultant. And because of the distance being not too big, we were able to visit Lamagai quite a bit. In the last 3.5 years, I think we have been involved in KVing. We have moved to KVing. That was a fitting place, a fitting ministry, because of the work in Hoskins was very heavy for us. Always a lot to do, and always not enough people to do all the work, and that is very taxing. Has been very taxing on us. We were pleased to be able to move to New Island, to KVing, to do the same work, but then with a much smaller center and with much less outposts that we support. We really have enjoyed our time in KVing very much. Very pleased to be part of the work there, supporting the newer families to do the same work that the Lord has been able to see fit that we've been involved in. We do, and I think some of you have heard or remember the hardships that we that came our way this last year. In last year, February, we got robbed very violently in the middle of the night. And that was a time, looking back on it, that I realized I've been completely in shock for months and months after that. I find myself completely not able to function very well anymore. With the organization, we have found that our co-workers have been wonderful and helping us a lot. They took us out to the main center and looked after us physically, our wounds, as well as mentally and spiritually. So we are very pleased with all the help that we got. We were able to come to a point that we were able to and were wanting to return back to KVing. But it has not been easy all the way, even though we did feel that we wanted to return. We knew that it was going to be very hard. And one of the things that have kept us going is just God's word, and God giving, encouraging us through his word. Some of those verses I'd like to share with you also this morning, and the first one is from Philippians chapter 4. Annette was writing those verses that that spoke to us, that the Lord gave us, and maybe other co-workers gave us, or we read in the Word ourselves. She was able to write those down, and we were able to repeat them for ourselves over and over again. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 and on, it says here, "Keep on rejoicing in the Lord at all times. I will say again, keep rejoicing. Let your gracious attitude be known to all people, and the Lord is near. Never worry about anything. Instead, in every situation, let your petitions be made known to God through prayers and requests with thanksgiving. Then God's peace, which goes far beyond anything that we can imagine, will guard your hearts and minds in unity with Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is fair, whatever is pure, whatever is acceptable, whatever is commendable, if there is anything of excellence, if there is anything praiseworthy, keep thinking of those things." We have here the Apostle Paul encouraging the Philippian believers. He's not doing that out of a textbook. He has not been sitting on the feet of a teacher that was teaching him. Of course, he had been, but this is not what he got from there, from sitting on the feet of a teacher and learning things from a book. We know that that when he wrote these things, that he has been and was in a lot of situations which were not very pleasant. He had been going through a lot of hardships in his life and in his ministry. It makes it so much more worth reading and understanding what he is writing about. And it is something that can help us, because we are not without troubles. We are here living in this world and in this fallen world. We are having these fallen bodies, which don't have our glorified bodies yet. And we'll be looking forward to this new heaven and this new earth, but it's not here yet. And we find that this life is full with all kind of troubles, sickness and problems. These verses spoke to us very much, and the promise that is even in verse 6, Paul encouraging us to commit whatever is troubling us, whatever our situation is, to commit that to the Lord in prayer. And then in verse 7 it says, "Then God's peace, which will go far beyond everything that we can imagine, will guard our hearts and minds in the unity of Christ Jesus." I can tell you that it did not come like that. We had that promise, and we have seen the Lord helping us this way. We are very much human beings, and it takes our time. We have to take our time to struggle through it and to learn to trust the Lord in and through it. I've been feeling guilty at times for myself, just my inability to trust the Lord in every new situation. I was feeling like I was not trusting him. I was asking myself the question, is why do I keep struggling? Why do I keep dysfunctioning? Why am I not able to look up to the Lord and get beyond this? And it's been only since 4 months that Annette and I, we have been saying to each other, we've said, man, I think we are back on the ground again. We are back to normal again. As a male, I realized that it has been very hard on me in some ways. The way we are functioning is like we want to be there for our family, for our wives, to protect them. It has been completely out of my hands. It has been when those guys broke in the middle of the night into our house and they started hitting me, and I have been completely unable to even react and function there. part of it has been just my struggle with the fact that I seem to have failed to do that what I always wanted and felt I needed to do. But isn't that what life is all about? I mean, we can make our plans, and we have even been trained in a mission. We've been even been trained to handle whatever bad situations that come up. We have been even trained to do that. And so that has been part of my struggle to realize that I've not been able to function that way. I've not been able to do that what I that I wanted or felt I needed to do. I really had to come to the point that I really had to trust the Lord that even in this situation that we found ourselves in, that the Lord has been still, even though it has been out of my hands, the Lord has been in control. And yes, the Lord could have protected us completely. He could have completely prevented this from happening. But that is not what this world, in the situation what we have in this world at this time. This world is fallen, and its people, they need the Lord. I mean, I was there myself in the past, but it was that I needed the gospel to help me. We realized, yes, this place is dark, this world is dark, and they need the Lord. I have needed the Lord, and they would need the Lord as well. It's one of the reasons why we really wanted to return back to KVang, because we were hoping and dreaming and trusting the Lord that even though this happened to us, the Lord has not allowed this to happen without any reason, without any plan or purpose. And so we have kept holding on to Scripture, that what God has promised, that He would give us peace of mind and peace of heart. And practically it meant that we had to commit our heavies, that we had to commit us back to the Lord over and over again, even multiple times a day. And we have seen that the Lord has been helping us very much. We also came to this point of trying to understand why are things coming back into our minds and our hearts? Why is this fear coming back into our minds and our hearts? And verse 8 is one of the verses that really struck me, where it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is fair, whatever is pure, whatever is acceptable, whatever is commendable, and if there is anything that is of excellence, and if there is anything praiseworthy, keep thinking on those things." Actually, in the past, I looked at those verses and I have been thinking that, and the application I made for myself was very much in keeping myself pure and keeping myself away from the draw of sin of this world. That is true. That is a good application. But what struck me this time in this situation was when our mind started wandering, when fear started raising in our hearts and in our minds, we found that this is what we need to be practicing. That is putting our minds on the things that are true and thinking about the things that are good and that are positive, instead of putting our minds on whatever could happen. It says here, keep thinking of those things. In the other translation that we read was putting our minds on the things of God, putting our minds on the promises of God. It helped us a lot to just practicing those simple things that we found this application also in context of fear and of the things that were happening to us. One of the other verses that helped us a lot is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. I read 7 to 9. It says, but we have this treasure in clay jars to show that its extraordinary power comes from God and not from us. In every way, we are troubled, but we are not crushed. Frustrated, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Again, there the Apostle Paul writing not from a book, but from his life experience, you know, because he experienced all these different things in his life. And the conclusion that he came to is in verse 7, that we are just the clay jars. Like we said before, we are not in heaven yet. We are here in this fallen world, in this broken world. But what does the Lord has for us? Why does he even leave us in this world? If God's purpose was to save us, then he could have saved us and taken us home. But we have to come back to the realization that God left us in this world with a purpose, not to show how good we are, but to show his power. As a church, we are the mirror showing God to this world. That is the reason why the Lord left us here. He did not leave us alone. He gave us his spirit. And because of ourselves, we do not have anything. We have nothing to show, only human weakness. But that is what he says. He says that is what we as clay jars, we are able to show the extraordinary power that comes from God. And yes, at times we might find that it is a long struggle to even not only come to this conclusion, but to really walk in it. But do you know, it is okay. It is okay for us to struggle through those things, to fight with these things in our minds and our hearts. And if we struggle with that, it doesn't mean that we don't trust God or that we don't believe him. God knows that we are just human beings. And it is through working through human beings that he can show his power. And so we trust also for the future that that we want to be available and we want to be those people that show him to this world. There are many more people that need to hear the good news yet. When we returned back to KVN, we had big dreams. We knew it was not going to be easy, but we were hoping that maybe we could be in some way there in that dark place, because the robbers actually were from our direct neighborhood. And so we were hoping that maybe the Lord would do something miraculously and we would be able to reach some of those. And we still don't know what the Lord is going to do. But we can trust the Lord that he is never allowing anything to happen if he does not have a purpose with it. We were a couple of months ago very excited about James, our security guard, that trusted the Lord after teaching him. Because if this would not have happened to us, we would not have security guards and I would not have taught James. To me, it was like God smiling and say, you can trust me that I will continue my plan. I will reach my goals. And we can trust the Lord even though we don't know, if we don't always see the outcome. Well, we can say, we do not wish anyone to go through these type of troubles. And I'm not that far that I say I'd like to go through something like that again. But we are confident, Annette and I, we are confident that God's plan is bigger than even that what we can see or understand. So our plan is to return back to Papua New Guinea again in November. Before we came back to Europe, we had a good meetings with our leadership team. And so we talked about some of our dreams, some of our desire to continue to finish off the Lamagai work. Our co-worker has finished the translation of the New and the Old Testament. We trust it will be printed this coming year. But we also have the literacy program, which has been used by the churches already for many years. But that is still in a state that we it will be hard for the churches in the future, that when we are not there anymore, to manage the program. We'd like to put this in the computer in such a way that whoever will be there in Papua New Guinea will be able to print whatever they need for their program. Also, we really desire to go back and finish that in such a way that it can be they can use it whenever they want in the future. And we also have still a desire to produce some more teaching materials for the Lamagai churches. We have visited the Lamagai Church last month for 2 weeks, and we are so excited about seeing the Lord continue in all these different churches, His work there. But we hope to be able to produce a bit more teaching materials for the leaders, so that they can study themselves and maybe even produce Bible lessons themselves. So we are in communication with our leadership team about forming a team that can do that, not only for Lamagai, but maybe something in the trade language that can be used by all phase-out churches. So we trust the Lord that that He'll be able to keep us and give us strength and help us to be ready to go in November and start finishing off these desires and plans, and we count it a privilege to be able to be still available there, to be still working there in Papua New Guinea. So thank you very much for your prayers and your help in this all, and let's trust the Lord for whatever is coming our way in our lives and in our ministry, because we can trust Him. So thank you very much. Thank you, Lord, for Your plan in our lives. Thank you for the ministry that you have called us in, each one in the place where you have placed us, in our families, in our work with the people that we meet, and here in our local church. We do want to commit ourselves to you. Help us to trust you. Help us to see and understand the things that you are allowing in our lives. Let us be open to be taught by you, to be available for you, so we'll be that what you have planned us to be, showing you and your good news to this world, not only in word, but also in the daily grind of our lives. And we want to commit ourselves to you and thank you above everything for our Lord Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.